Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. There are those who may think that Hollywood has given us way too many giant monster movies already, but I felt like a giddy kid in an old-time Saturday matinee when I saw Kong Skull Island. This action-packed fantasy adventure employs eye-popping state-of-the-art special effects to create believably scary creatures and an exotic environment. But most importantly, it establishes a sense of wonder and the feel of genuine peril. A team of explorers, led by an obsessed John Goodman, travel to an uncharted island in 1973. He's the only one who realizes the real dangers that lurk there. The terrific cast also includes Tom Hiddleston, Samuel L. Jackson, and Brie Larson, but John C. Reilly nearly steals the movie as a shell-shocked World War II veteran who miraculously survived on the island for 30 years. But the real star is the movie's titular colossus who protects the natives and his dangerous turf from a wild assortment of gigantic monsters. It's violent enough to more than earn its PG-13 rating, but Kong Skull Island is also funny, involving, even if the script adds nothing new to the genre. I give this Kong 4 out of 5 giant bananas. The Ottoman Lieutenant is the kind of sweeping historic romance that Hollywood seldom makes anymore, and unless they do a better job than this, we may not see many more. During the early days of World War I, a Christian American nurse working at a rural hospital falls in love with a Muslim Turkish officer who is assigned to protect her. The lead actors have no chemistry or charisma, and the horrors that transpired in this part of the world are mostly glossed over. Where are Julie Christie and Omar Sharif when we need them? Also opening this week, Kede is a documentary about the wild cats that inhabit the streets of Istanbul. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.
Freeze frame!